Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, straight to the people. Got a little fun blitz for you while you've been away watching football. We'll catch up to speed on another sport. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. Right now we go to Cliff, 97.1. Cliff, what's going on, bud?
Hey, how's it going? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, welcome aboard, man. Clifford. What's
Where
going
you
on?
I love listening to you guys. I'm a teacher in Hamtramck, and I listen to you guys every day in the morning coming up and on my way home from school, so I love doing that. But speaking on the Lions, am I disappointed at the season the way it ended? Absolutely. But at the same time, I look at it as a success. Okay. I don't think it is a failure because, we've opened up the eyes of not only the fans, but, players across the league, that we are actually now a destination. We're a team that people want to come see and watch. We're a team that players from other teams are going on to social network and talking about how they would love to play for Dan Campbell. And it's just an eye-opening situation that we've not had before. And I love seeing it, love hearing it, and can't wait for this offseason to see, hopefully to play off of what you guys were just saying. They need to hit the market real hard. And hopefully we can bring in some big names and make a difference next year.
So let me ask you a question. So what if we're in the same position next year? Is that going to alter your perspective in the whole success-failure thing? Or are you just okay as long as they're relevant and as long as they're good that you can live without the ultimate prize?
Well, I mean, the ultimate prize, of course, is the goal. Will I be happy with it? Absolutely not, because I don't think we're going to have 2 years in a row where we're going to have a historic amount of injuries like we did this year.
Yeah.
Because, nowhere in the history that I'm aware of has any team suffered as many injuries as we did this year and been anywhere close to as successful as we have.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason. I mean, Cliff, that's why I want to be real aggressive this offseason, because I do think,
absolutely,
look, with any amount of injury luck, if I bring in another high-caliber guy, especially a pass rusher, all this consternation about zone versus man and blaming Aaron Glenn, you know what fixes all of that? Get the quarterback. That's what my sole focus is.
Yeah. No, you're right, because once again, looking at next year's schedule, man, you're going to be playing some good, great quarterbacks from the NFL. And if you can't get to these guys, it's going to be a long year. Let us put it this way. Probably not banking on another 15-2 season.
No, just not saying. No, and again, that's before you get to the coordinator stuff. I think if this weekend shows you anything, you will be facing superstar quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You will be facing unicorns.
And guess what? You're going to be facing some mobile QBs as well.
So. Well, that's what superstars are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, mobile golf season. But no, Jared
is
not.
His 7 yards will help.
Hey, man. They're graceful 7 yards. Let's go to John in Waterford, 97.1. Johnny, what's up, bud? John? I don't think John's there. Well, we'll go to Harvey, 97.1. Harvey, what's up, bud?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Hey. What's the word?
Good. Well, listen, I had three bets that I would have won $31,000 on a 15-leg, a 14-leg, and a 13-leg parlay, and all in Detroit. Detroit lost to Buffalo. At that time, I was sitting with my father, and we talked about it, and I said, you know what? this season is going to be over because of our defense. And I just knew it because I was always taught defense wins championships. And I think Philly's got the number one defense. So I knew that we weren't going to go deep because the deeper you go, the better and better they are.
I mean, there is truth to it, Harv, but it all works together, right? It's not like the 80s, 90s, yeah, where you could win a Super Bowl, 13-7. Like, you do need everything now. I still believe offense is what powers it, but you need a defense that is at least above average. I will give you that. Harvey, if they get healthy, they're going to be above average. But
yeah,
there's still a player or two away defensively, especially up front. And that's my big takeaway because, look, man, as good as they are, they don't have the internal presence. Like, Aleem is a really good player. They need someone next to him. They need someone opposite Aiden. And I'm hopeful they don't go into the Marcus Davenport, discount DVD bin this offseason.
Yeah.
Do we keep Darius Smith?
I don't really care. I'll be honest with you. For me, he's a nice rotational guy. But I'm not going to lean on him to play at this stage of his career. I'm not going to lean on him to play every down or be this 15 sack guy. I mean, good player, happy they went and tried.
Yeah, I think he wants to come back. I mean, he posted on his Instagram account this diamond encrusted Detroit Lions ring that.
Excuse me?
A diamond encrusted Detroit Lions ring that you can clearly see he's on some type of a beach. So he's on vacation, but
Cancun on three.
Yeah, the ring before the ring is what it's entitled. So he wants to come back.
Okay, well,
I don't think it was a team issued ring. I was out there looking with Evan. Like, I don't think that the Lions issued this. I think
he's back though, isn't he? He's got a super cheap last year. I thought he had like a $2 million deal.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. He wants to be back.
He can be back, but he's only he's just a rotational guy for me.
Yeah.
I think if you're starting him, I mean, he's going to be, what, 34 years old? Does that sound about right?
Something like that, yeah.
Now, if you go bring in a Khalil Mack, and now you got a rotation opposite Hutch, and it's Darius Smith and Khalil, and you keep him fresh, and you keep him ready, develop some packages to get everybody on the field. You do like what the Giants used to do when they had the NASCAR package, and it was right. Four defensive ends. Hey, man, world's your oyster. Get good football players, hand them to smart people, and let them be smart. But we got to wait and see. The ring before the ring, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Let's go to Kerry, 97.1. Kerry, what's going on?
Hey, hi. How you doing? I've got a comment about when the Lions lost the first game to the Commanders. My brother texted me and said that the Lions crapped their pants, and I said, yeah, you're right. But, however, strangely, I started feeling this calmness that I hadn't felt in a while, and I realized it was like when I come home from a fancy, hotel or something, and I'm getting in my old bed that's, really comfortable and all that, and like, this is what I'm used to, right? And it was all of a sudden I realized I've been on edge for 2 years because I was seeing something with the Lions that I didn't know how to deal with because of their success, and all. So, actually, I hate to say it. I'm not saying that it's like same old Lions. I don't believe in that. No. Every year it's a different team. But I'm saying it's me. I'm the same old fan that always was with those teams. And I didn't quite, I couldn't quite get myself to, accept or believe in it, right?
So yeah, skepticism's cool. Healthy. I mean, Kerry, listen, you got a really good football team. You got really smart people running it. But if this weekend shows you anything, there are lots of those teams. Baltimore's a wonderful organization. They got nothing to show for it. Yeah. The Bills, really good organization. Got nothing to show for it. San Francisco, an elite organization. They have nothing to show for it except heartbreak. That is the conversion I think Lion fans have got to make this offseason. You got to stop acting like somehow you are the anointed. And TJ was on the morning show. And I thought TJ said it best. You got to earn the right to expect to win it all. As a franchise, as a player, fans can do whatever they want to do. But this idea that, like, it seemed like the Lions just expected to roll over the Commanders and felt like it was their place to be in the NFC title game. No. And I do think there has to be a little bit of a recalibration this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a little bit full of themselves, top down.
I think that'll last for about maybe another month, and then it's going to go back to, well, we're going to win it this time.
All right, then I'll see you in August. You handle it.
Ah, you're going to stick in the room.
No, please.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You ain't going nowhere.
I know, but I can't. You know what I don't want to do? It's part of the reason I've approached this with the Tigers this way, okay? David, you had a day last week you were out, and David had brought up this Tiger thing. And I said, David, look, we can just stop right here. If you're asking me to get angry, it's not going to happen. And he goes, well, why? And I go, because they don't care. Like, I can't get back to a place where if you critique what the Lions are doing, you're somehow evil. It's the same thing with the Tigers. So here's just like, look, the Lions, there's a salary cap. They're going to spend up to the cap. They're going to do their thing. But like with the Tigers, I said, look, no, I mean, would I love to sign Alex Bregman? Sure, but I'm not going to scream about it. And I also have lost any illusion they're going to spend money or any illusion they're going to do much of anything. If they do, it's wonderful. But if they don't, They don't want what I want. They don't want to do it in the manner I want to do it. What am I going to do? I don't care anymore. Like, do whatever you want. You want to wait for the kids? Hashtag 2026. Go ahead. For the Lions, if they go down this same path where our plan is our plan, we are not going to be, you know, nimble. We are not going to adjust. No, we're gonna draft, develop, re-sign our people. We're not going to make major acquisition. Fine. Do whatever the hell you want to do. But I know how I want to have it done.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the best organizations in football and how they do it. So I think at a certain point, you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, your way is the best way. It's convenient. It's easy. And it's comfort. I think if you're going to be truly successful at the highest level of whether it's sports, business, life, you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. You have to push the limit.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Mike. I don't mean to say this to upset you, but look what the Eagles did.
Exactly.
You know what? Let's go get Saquon. Well, we could draft somebody. You know what? How about we just go get him?
No, it's brilliant. Huh. I'm not upset in the least, man, at all.
But you're going to have to make one of those types of moves that you go out and get a difference maker.
Here's how the Eagles did this year. You ready? Because I'm glad you brought this up. This is what Lion fans are going to need their team to do this offseason. Needed to hire a defensive coordinator. They bring in Vic Fangio. He's up for assistant coach of the year. Needed to make a splash to get that offense back on track. They bring in Saquon Barkley. He's up to be MVP. Needed to retool their secondary. They draft Quinyon Mitchell. They draft Cooper DeJean. They're both up for rookie of the year consideration. Yeah. Okay? So you nailed your coordinator, your big expenditure, and both your high picks at an elite level. Newsflash, that's what the Lions are going to have to do this offseason.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's a
because you look at
case.
Mitchell and DeJean, and that's a little bit different than Arnold and Rakestraw.
And I like Terrion Arnold. I'm not knocking the kid. You get better. It was baptism by fire. But the reality is, Philly had a defensive line that could help Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell. But think about it. At every level, Rico, they nailed it.
They did.
Well, that's what you have to do this offseason if this party's going to continue and you're going to get over that hump.
Yeah.
And the coordinator thing can't be overstated.
Even their injured players, like Nolan Smith and
N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean panned out. So you got to hope that.
I'll never understand the N'Kobe Dean draft day slide. Nothing to do with the Lions.
No, right. I mean, the only thing that was missing was him in a bong. Because other than that, right, it didn't make sense.
If you didn't live through the Laramie Tunsil thing, there is no way anyone would ever believe that was real.
It was like a bad sports movie is what you saw.
I want all my picks.
Right.
97-1. Jeez.